All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities here at Martinsville Speedway. We are joined by the crew chief of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Driven by William Byron, we have Rudy Fugel. We also have team owner Jeff Gordon here for the race-winning team. We are going to open it straight up to questions for Rudy and Jeff. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get to you. We'll start up front with Matt and then go to Davey.
Matt Weaver, Racing America, one for Rudy and then one for Jeff. Rudy, can you kind of give me an idea of with the shifting we saw today? What was the strategy that NASCAR had in setting those gear ratios and the competition they were trying to create? Like, why don't we have that dynamic today?
First of all, who won Pensacola?
Bubba. Yeah, Bubba got the SRX ride. Well, actually, Thorne won the race and Bubba won the SRX ride.
I got you. Okay. So back to your question about shifting. I think with this car, the ratios are really close together is the thing. You know, I think some would argue that a different gear could have put us in fourth a little longer and may not have shifted as much or every lap. But I don't know. I think this car has just tended to be that way, and the ratios are a little closer between gears and it's easier to shift, to be honest. So everything just happens a little easier, and anytime the driver can find some lap time and affect his handling with it, it's just gonna drive that way.
With some of the it was a track position race in a lot of ways. Is that part of it, or is it just the weather and the tire?
Yeah, it's. I think it was the weather, really. If it was 55, 65, you know, it would have laid some rubber down. You would have seen some different things, and definitely would have had some more fall off. And you know, you would have seen the normal clumping and the moving up a little bit in the center and just seeing a little maneuverability. But with the rain and then being so cold, you know, just couldn't help it. That's the kind of race it was, I think.
Thanks. And, Jeff, you've been with William as he's won races in the 24 before, but obviously this place was so special and important for your career. Does it mean anything extra to you and the organization to have William get a grandfather clock?
Well, he got two this week. You know, I've been seeing him progress. I think all of us have, right? And I think when Rudy came on board, you know, his confidence in William, their history, and the confidence that William has in Rudy, I've just seen this team evolving. You know, they've been bringing great race cars. They've been winning, leading laps. And now they've won two races already this year, and I think more are going to come. You know, it just when you start to get that momentum on your side and the confidence is building, that's a powerful combination. And you know, I think all of us were a little bit skeptical about what kind of season we were going to start off with this new car. I think a lot of people with the unknowns, but couldn't be more proud of these guys. And you know, having so many differences and changes, like the shifting and just the setups and, you know, how to race these cars, the brakes, all those things around a place like this. And yet, you know, they came here really strong and maintained that track position you talked about. But, you know, I'm really excited to see William progressing so fast this season already. But, you know, you've been seeing it build for the last couple of years.
We'll go to Davey and then to Mark.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Got one for each of you guys. Jeff, did it feel weird at all seeing the 24 car win here and you were not driving it?
Well, I've only known what that's like to be inside the car and never seen it from the outside. So, you know, I mean, the 24 car always has had a special place in my heart. When I stepped out of the car from the first time when Chase was driving the 24 at Daytona, I was in the TV booth and it pulled out on pit road. And, you know, and that was kind of strange to me, I'll be honest. But, you know, since then I've gotten used to it and comfortable, and I think William is a great fit for the sponsors, for the team, and certainly he's getting the job done behind the wheel. So that's exciting. That's fun to see the 24 back in victory lane anytime.
And for Rudy, I know you were on the pit box with Bono on Thursday. Did that help you any tonight to translate anything that you may have learned that night over to today?
Yeah, I think anytime you're involved in a race, especially at the same kind of track and as unique as this place is, you learn and you take those experiences and get a little better. It's a totally different type of race and everything, but it, you take everything you can get, and it was fun.
So William has two clocks now. Are you going to beg him for one?
No. He's got to put some in each room. So we'll keep stacking some up, hopefully, and you know, we'll get everybody on the team on hopefully soon.
I'll go to Mark here.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Jeff, four wins, first eight races. You talked about, you know, hey, they came here and shifting and different and all that, but just overall the season, to be batting 500 after eight races, is that more than you could have anticipated with a new car?
Yeah, definitely. You know, testing, right? You're trying to evaluate where you're at as a team, listening to these guys in their debriefs and just talking to them over the off season and through some of the testing last year. It was everybody had no idea who was going to come out on, strong. I will say, you know, I thought that William looked very good in this car from the very beginning. He tested this car pretty early on, you know, in the process. And you know, I just think his driving skills and the way he approaches things, and he works really hard at it, too. He studies a lot, and they give him a lot of information, and he can retain it. And you know, so I think that a young guy with that ability to, you know, get on the simulator as much as – I mean, right now, Williams, right, he's all in. He's doing other races. He's you know, constantly taking in new information from these guys, working with his teammates, learning from them. But as an organization, I think that – you know, just goes to show the quality of people and the depth that we have and the details that we pay attention to. We did that with the old car, and these guys are continuing to do that with the new car. And you know, working with Chevrolet, I think they've been, you know, working really hard with us to provide, you know, all the information and technology and a great race car.
And this question is for both of you. Can you just talk about the maturing of William to a guy that, you know, you have potential – and you got to make that payoff. You got to win a race. Now it looks like he is lining up to go, okay, this is going to be my first serious run at a championship and somebody that's going to have to be thought of at the end of the year. I mean, just can you guys just talk about just where he was and where he is right now?
Yeah, I think last year the playoffs were huge for us, just that experience. And if you look at, you know, our average running position probably in the entirety of the playoffs, it was really, really good. And that's when I noticed that confidence really, really there and growing. And then all off season with the testing, whether it was good or bad, you know, just growing and budding, deciding to run different kinds of cars and racing all the time. And it's just been successful, you know, winning trucks, winning late model races. And it's just trending into just something new, you know. So the confidence I seen in him a long time ago when we were racing trucks and when I first met him after racing K&N is that he's really, really confident in himself.
Yeah, I would just add that, you know, leading laps, just mixing it up with the best in the business, and then having a restart, like a green-white checker like he had tonight up against Logano, who's very aggressive, and so is, you know, Austin Dillon. And to be able to pull that off, now you believe in yourself that in any scenario, if you got the car and you're in the position that you can get it done, and people around you believe that you can get it done, and that's a game changer, right? So sometimes you know, people never get that opportunity, but right now with William, it's happening early in the season, which makes you know kind of anxious to see what's next.
I'll go to Kelly in the middle.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. I have two. The first one, if both of you want to touch on, how important is it for William just now you guys have – he has multiple wins for the first time in a season, and I think that was something that might have – he wouldn't admit, but I feel like that was weighing on him, that he had one win, but then it was sporadic after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can add that to your list of your repertoire, your resume, whatever, it helps. You know, I don't think we look at that. We don't talk about it, but – sure, it matters to all of us to be able to go out there and we just want to win on a regular basis, right? You want to go have a shot to win every weekend. And Jeff said leading laps and running in the top five and the top three consistently is what it takes. So that's a huge step.
Yeah, I don't know if I can add much more.
And then, Rudy, William came in here yesterday and talked about how at the end of last year is when everything really started as far as, like, consistency and everything started to kind of come together in that regard. And he used the phrase that the team's just clicking right now. What have you seen from your guys in that regard, maybe confidence and attitude going to the racetrack every weekend?
Yeah, no, this team has done an amazing job. You know, it's We have great engineers, great car chief who leads a group of mechanics, and really a huge depth at HMS, period. But you know, the quality of race car that they're putting out and the details, you know, that is bled over to this car because everybody's got the same to start with. So the very minute details make a huge difference. So to be able to trust in each other that all those details are getting met is what makes a big difference in the pace of the car most of the time. And then so we all believe in each other. We get along. We have a good time, and we all want to win just as bad. So it's we're not here just to show up in cup race. We're here to win.
Go to Alex.
Thank you, Alexandria with the Charlotte Observer. This maybe didn't look like a typical Martinsville race that we see with a ton of cautions, a ton of wrecks, lead changes. What do you guys attribute that to? Was it the car? Was it the temperature?
Well, I was surprised. I'll be honest. You know, we're trying to speculate what was going to happen. I was talking to all the crew chiefs and kind of getting their thoughts, and I don't think anybody would have guessed that it would have gone, you know, especially because it's a new car, right? And they're shifting every lap, and it's easy to lock the left front tire up, and there's just a lot of things. And I think we all knew you'd be deeper in the braking zone. Lap times were faster. You know, the there wasn't a lot of fall off. Typically, in that situation, you would say, oh, well, then people are going to get more desperate to make these bonsai moves, and then the cautions are going to come. Or, hey, what do we not know about this car that you know, could kind of bite us today? And didn't see any of that. I think that, and I think Rudy's already said this too, track temperature, when the track's this cold and it doesn't lay rubber, the tires just don't give up. And I'd almost say Goodyear has too good of a tire here right now because, you know, I think the racers want to see the fall off and be able to see line changes set up, you know, matter over a long run. And, I mean, they're running qualifying laps almost every lap. It just did not fall off near as much as anybody thought it would. That's night racing, especially cold night race.
Yeah, most of the temperatures, even during practice, just a little bit warmer. We saw way more fall off, and the tires were gummier, and you were going to see a different kind of race. So I think we got bit by the cold weather, and you know, we noticed the cars holding up better, also so they absorb the hit, the bump and run better. They don't you get a hit and you spin out. It doesn't seem to happen right now. So the good part of not having damage also creates not getting spun out. It seems like.
Any additional questions for Jeff or Rudy? We'll go to Bob here in the front.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Following up on that, Rudy, on the intermediate tracks, it seems like these cars are more wicked to drive, right? So how come on an intermediate does it seem that if you start spinning, you're toast, but here you can get bumped and save it?
Yeah, I mean, the intermediates is the speed, the lack of side force from what we've had, the lack of downforce from what we had, and we're up on power from what we had. So, and then the tire is pretty wears out pretty quick. It's pretty soft, and then we come here and we have similar downforce to we've had recently. We've got a little bit less power actually, went from 750 to 670, and the side force doesn't matter as much. So it ends up being a little bit easier to drive. You know, the tires are wider. You have all those advantages of this car, that the tire grip and the mechanical grip, it kind of shows up.
And for either of you, you know, William mentioned his mom in Victory Lane, and, you know, this was a place where she had her stroke-like event. And I'm wondering, you know, during the time that she was in the hospital, how do you feel William handled it? Were you concerned about any sort of focus? And how much do you think that impacted him, if at all, last season?
Yeah, I mean, it was you know, a dramatic event. You know, it happened during the race here last year. So, you know, William's in a tight-knit family. So, with his sister and his mom and his dad. So, yeah, of course, it affects him. He's a professional, and he doesn't really wear a bunch of his emotions on his sleeve. But you know it affects you. You know, we've all gone through different things in our lives, and as much as we want to block it out, it affects us in what we do. So he did an awesome job of trying to, you know, in getting through all that and still, you know, being successful and racing. But it's you know, it's amazing. You know, it's just happy, so happy to a year anniversary for that to get a win. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say she's here in the back. So, you know, a year later, it's pretty awesome to come back and have a win.
Any final questions for Jeff or Rudy? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win today.